So Perek 23 opens up. Perek Gimel opens up. Ve'agidu l'David le'imar, hine plishtim nilchamim b'keila, ve'hem ha'shoysim es ha'gronais. David was told that the plishtim are now terrorizing the city called Keila, and they're going ahead and shoysim es ha'gronais. There's two ways an enemy can go ahead and cause destruction. Either you can go ahead and take all the spoils for himself. That's called boizes. But there's another term called shoises. Shoises means that they're not actually taking the booty for themselves. They're just destroying everything that comes in hand. Everything they see, they just completely destroy. That's why it's referring to the gronos, the wheat and the barley, because if it was something that was really valuable, such as fruits and vegetables, there's no reason they should just ruin it. They would keep it for themselves. But we're not talking about fruits and vegetables. We're discussing the wheat and the barley, and that's much cheaper. Therefore, they just went ahead and destroyed it. So David is now told that the plishtim are terrorizing the city. He's wondering if he should go ahead and rescue them, the people of the city, or he should just mind his own business and do his own thing. Vayishal David b'Hashem. Now remember, David had the Urim v'Tumim with him. We mentioned last week that Eviasar, which was the only coin that was saved from the city, the rest of the city of Noiv was killed out. There was one coin that managed to run away, and he had the Urim v'Tumim with him. The Pasuk is going to mention it later on. Vayishal David b'Hashem. David consulted the Urim v'Tumim. He consulted Hashem. Leimar, elach v'kesi b'plishtim, ma'ele. Shall I go ahead and attack these plishtim, which are terrorizing this city? Vayomer Hashem el David, lech v'kesi b'plishtim v'shato es keilo. Hashem goes ahead and tells him, yes, that's the right thing to do. You should go ahead and rescue this city from the plishtim. Now, the way it says over here is Hashem did not mention that he will help David with any miracle. He didn't say, yes, I'm going to make a major miracle and cause the plishtim to fall into your hand. All Hashem tells David is you should go ahead and rescue the city. So the people of David are now concerned. His men turn to him and say, Hina anachnu poi b'Yehuda yireim, ve'af ki nelech ke'ilo el marchois plishtim. We're now scared while we're in Eretz Yehuda. Now again, Eretz Yehuda is the people which are loyal to David, right? The tribe of Yehuda. David is from the tribe of Yehuda. Therefore, the people in the tribe of Yehuda are loyal to David. Therefore, the men of David are turning to him and telling him, we are safe where we are right now because we're in the tribe of Yehuda. And still we're scared for our lives. What do we do if we go ahead and go to this city, Keila, and not only are we risking Shaul finding us, but we're risking ourselves by exposing ourselves to the plishtim? It doesn't seem like such a wise move. So David again consults the Kadosh Baruch, he consults Hashem. V'yesef oy David lishol b'Hashem. He continues asking, V'yaneu Hashem v'yemer kum reit Keila, keni noisen es plishtim be'odecho. Now this time, Hashem's answer is different. You should go down to Keila and save their people. Why? Because I'm going to keni noisen es plishtim bi'adecha. I'm now going to miraculously give the plishtim in your hand. I will have you come out victorious miraculously. So now David has promised a miracle. Therefore, his men are not concerned anymore. David goes ahead and he goes to the city Keila. So he goes ahead and he completely destroys them. He kills them out and he rescues the people of Keila. Now in the beginning he was concerned because even if he would have went ahead and killed the plishtim that were there, there was still the risk that other plishtim from other cities will come and attack David. But after he was promised a miracle from Hashem, nor David nor his men were not concerned anymore that they will be pursued. So even though he managed to kill out the Plishtim over here, he was still not concerned at this point that other Plishtim from other cities will hear about what happened and come and try to capture David. Now the pasuk is explaining how David had the Urim v'Tumim. Ve'ibivrech Avyasar ben Achimelech al David keila. As Avyasar, the only kohen which survived from the city of Noam as he ran away, he had ephod yorad biyadai. The ephod, the Urim v'Tumim, which was used to consult Hashem, yorad biyadai, came down in his hand. A very interesting way of saying it. What does it mean, it came down in his hand? So the Malbim explains that it was done by Derech Neis. He was on the run, Avyasar. He was running away for his life, right? Doeg is killing out the city. And Avyasar is literally running for his life. He's escaping. He just wanted to grab a garment for the way and keep on running. But Hashem orchestrated it in a way where the garment that he grabbed happened to be the Urim v'Tumim. So by Derech Neis, the Urim v'Tumim ended up with David. That's how he was able, as we saw before, and as we're going to see right now, to consult Hashem in any matter that was concerning him. Pasuk Zayin, number 7, continues. Vayugad l'Shol kivod David Keila. Shol was told that David went down to the city called Keila. Vayomer Shol nikar oisa elohim biyadi kinizgar lavi beir losaim uberiach. Shol wants to seize the opportunity and capture David while he's in a city which is surrounded with a wall and a gate. Now, why is this so important? The fact that there's a wall and a gate. So there are a few pshatim. Rashi explains that the reason why Shaul realized this was such an opportunity was because David HaMelech will be confident that he is now safe because he's in a city that has a nice, big, strong wall and a gate. There's no way Shaul will be able to come in. And because he thinks that he is now saved, his guard will be lower. And since his guard will be lower, Shaul will have an easier time to pursue David. That's one pshat. Another pshat that the Malbim explains is that David, the fact that he's now going into a city with a wall, that shows that David is now a Mered B'Malchus. He's really trying to rebel against the king. It's one thing if you're on the run with a group, you know, hiding in caves and running through the mountains. But it's another thing, when you're actually taking hold of a city, that's, in a way, marking your turf and saying, I own this city. I am now rebelling against Shaul HaMelech. Therefore, this is a real reason for Shaul to go ahead and say, oh, now David is rebelling against me, and now I can go ahead and kill him. That's one shot. Another shot is that David, because he's in a city with a wall, it will be harder for him to run away once Shaul comes. If he's running through the mountains, then it's very easy to just disperse. Everyone runs in a different direction, and Shaul doesn't know who to chase after. But if they're confined to a city with a wall, it'll be much easier for Shaul to capture David and all his men. So three different pshatim of why Shaul is now happy about this opportunity to catch David. Because he thinks it'll be either very easy, or because this shows on a much deeper level the rebellion of David against him. Pasuk Ches continues, number 8. Vayisham Shaul es kol am lemuchama loredes keilo lotzer el David ve'el anashav. Shaul gathers up all his soldiers, all the Jewish people, and he's now planning to attack Keila with David and all his men inside of it. Now Shaul did not mention to all the Jews why he is gathering them. They would most likely assume that the reason why Shaul is gathering them is because they want to attack the Plishtim. They're going to war against the Plishtim. That was the usual thing, the usual reason of gathering the army. But Shaul is not revealing his true purpose, which is capturing David. So everyone is assuming they're going against the Plishtim, but David knows the truth. David realizes that when Shaul is about to is gathering the army, it's because he wants to go ahead and attack him, and he wants to attack the city of Keilah, and to capture David and all his men. But David understood exactly what was going on over here. Ki olav Shaul machri shara, Shaul is planning to attack and to capture him. He now wants to consult Hashem one more time. So he brings the Ephod, he brings the Urim V'Tumim, which was used to consult Hashem, and he's now going to ask Hashem what to do. V'yomer David Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Shamei Hashem Avdecha ki mevakesh Shaul lavei l'keilah, l'shachas ta'ir ba'avuri. David is now saying to Hashem, I heard that Shaul is planning to capture the city of Keilah and to try to capture me. So he's now asking two questions. And it seems that the way he's asking them is in the wrong order. Hayaskiruni v'ale Keilah b'yodai. First of all, will the people of Keilah, the city which I just saved, will they turn now against me? And will they give me over to Shaul? And the second question was, is Shaul going to come down and try to capture me? So it seems like the questions were done in the wrong order. First, he's asking him, the chronological order would be, first, will Shaul come down and try to capture me? Secondly, will the people of Keilah give me over to Shaul? But David changes the order. And he says, no, first he's asking, will the people of Keilah give me over? And then he's asking, will Shaul come down and try and capture me? V'yemar Hashem, Yerid. Hashem gives him one answer. Shaul will come down to capture you. So there are two pshatim, the way to learn it. There are Dak and there are Bag learn that any time you ask, you consult the Urim V'Tumim, anytime you ask Hashem a question, you have to ask one question at a time. That's the way the system works. If you ask two questions, then what happens is Hashem will answer you the first question which you asked. Now over here, Hashem answered the second question that David asked. He answered him, what was the second question? Will Shaul come down and try to capture me? And the Urim V'Tumim replied, yes, he will come down and try to capture you. Did not answer the first question. Why is that? Why did I answer the second question, not the first question? Because the first question should have been, sorry, the second question should have been asked first, because that, according to the chronological order, Shaul will first come down, and then the people of Keilah will give him over. So Hashem is answering David the question that he should have asked first, which is, will Shaul come down and capture me? So that's according to the pshat of the Radak and the Ralbag. The Malbim learns a little bit different. Malbim understands that David was asking a different question. He was not asking, will Shaul come down and try to capture me? He was asking, will Shaul send a messenger to try and convince the people of Keilah to give me over? And that's why, first he's asking, will they give me over? He wants to know what's going on in the heads of the people of Keilah. Will they be loyal to him and be thankful for him, for him saving their city? And then they'll give him over to the messenger of Shaul. Now again, Shaul, according to the Malbim, Shaul is not going to go down yet. He's first going to send a messenger. And then the people of Keilah will give him over. Now he can't ask that if the messenger is going to be coming down, then the only one they're going to give over is David, because if they give over the men which are loyal to David as well, then they will just fight the messenger which was sent by Shaul. So we're discussing at this point only David being given over by the people of Keilah. That's the way the Malbim understands. Now, another point which is important to note is that when David was asking that if they were going to be punished, if Shaul will go ahead and punish the people of Keilah for not giving him over, he says, "L'shachas la'ir ba'avuri." Will Shaul go ahead and come down to Keilah, asking for David, and will he destroy Keilah if they don't give him over? Now, there's two ways that Shaul can punish the people of Keilah if they don't listen to him. Either he will punish them for not being loyal to him, and that could be, even if they don't give him over, that could be even after David manages to run away, Shaul will still take revenge of the people of Keilah, just like he did with the people of Noiv, with the Kohanim of Noiv, and completely destroy the city after David escaped. So he's concerned that Shaul will go ahead and punish the city and kill them all out, just like he did with Noiv. But that would be Biglali, because of me. But David, that's not exactly the question David asked. David asked a different question. Will Shaul go ahead and threaten them that he will kill them if they don't give him David? Which means that if they give him over, I mean, or if David is not there, or if somehow David manages to escape and he is not given over to Shaul, Shaul will not take revenge. Meaning it's only going to be a threat to get the people of Keilah to give over David. But it's not going to be used as a punishment after the fact to destroy the city of Keilah. That's what David is concerned. Because he wants to make sure that they will not be punished if he escapes. The same way the city of Noiv was punished. That's what he's asking. L'shachas la'ir ba'avuri, is it going to be a threat that Shaul will try to threat the people of Keilah to give me over? Or is it going to be a punishment which will be carried out regardless of David being given over or not? So he wants to know if the people of Keilah will be killed by Shaul or not. So now, after Hashem tells David that Shaul will come down and try to capture him, Vayomer David, Hayasgiru Baal Keilah Oisi Vesanosha Biyod Biyachol Vayomer Hashem Yasgiru. Now he's asking another question. So according to the Radak and the Ralbag, because David asked the wrong order, now he's asking and Hashem only answered him the question which should have been first, which is Shaul going to come down? Now David is asking the obvious next question. After Shaul will come down and try to capture me, will the people of Keilah try and give me over? So according to their pshat, Hashem answers him, yeah, they will go ahead and give you over. Even though you saved their life and you saved their city, they will not be loyal to you and they will give you over to the people of Keilah. According to the Malbim, he's asking a different question. This is different than the first question that he asked during the Tumim. Beginning, he asked, "Will Shaul send a messenger, and will the people of Keilah give me over?" The second question he's asking is, "After Shaul himself comes down, will the people of Keilah still refrain from giving me over, or will they now give me over to Shaul when Shaul himself comes down? Not the messenger, Shaul himself." So in the beginning, he was asking about if Shaul will send a messenger, and now he's asking, will Shaul himself come down and try to capture David? Now, the Malbim points out, okay, well, we're going to see later on. V'yakum David v'anosh v'gesheshu ma'is ish v'yeitzu mikeilo v'yisalchu b'ashar yisalachu v'l'shol hugad kinimat David mikeilo v'yechdal lotzeis. Now David realized that if he stays there, he will be given over to Shaul. So immediately he gathers his men and he leaves the city of Keilah. And Shaul is now told that David is not there anymore, so he doesn't even go out, doesn't even bother to try and capture David. So now, it looks like that Hashem was wrong, because, so to speak. Because David consulted Hashem, and Hashem said, yes, they will give you over. Did they actually give him over? No, they didn't give him over because he wasn't there. So the Malbim explains that the reason why it seems like Hashem was, so to speak, mistaken was because Hashem was talking in a scenario that David would stay in the city, the people of Keilah would give him over. Hashem was not talking about a scenario where David would flee. In that case, the outcome would be different. Therefore, Hashem's answer to David was not wrong, because it was talking in a specific scenario where David would stay in the city, not in a case where he would leave, which is what actually happened. Pasuk Yudal, number 14. Ve'yeshav David b'midbar b'matzalos, ve'yeshav b'har b'midbar Zif. He stayed in the mountains in this desert called Zif. Now this is a new development in David's eyes. Until now, David does not realize that Shaul is actively pursuing him. He just figured that Shaul, anytime he had the opportunity of catching him, I mean, anytime someone told him where he was, or he found out where he was, that Shaul would try to catch him. He did not realize that Shaul was actively pursuing him and looking for him wherever he was. We're in Parak 23. And the blue one, where is it in the blue one?
Which page are we on? How much did we miss?
Wait, what, Kuf Gimel?
Kuf Gimel, yeah. So we're number 15, page 141. Number 15. So now David now realizes that Shaul is actively pursuing him and trying to catch him. He's looking throughout the whole land of Israel to try to find out exactly where he is and trying to kill him. This is a new development in the eyes of David. David did not realize this until now. But Yara David Kiyosa Shaul Levakash Nafsha, he's now realizing that Shaul is actively pursuing him. But David Bamid Marziv Bachar Shaul. He's now sitting at this point in a desert called Zif, in the field. Now the reason why he stayed there, even though Shaul might find out where he was for the following reason. We're going to see exactly what happened. Be'yokam Yohanan ben Shaul, number 16. Shaul Yohanan, the son of Shaul, comes over. Ve'yelech al David Charsha ve'yichazek kisyadoi be'elikim. He is strengthening David and reassuring him that he will be king. That's why David stayed there, because he knew Yonasan is coming to visit him. Remember, Yonasan is his good friend. He was the one who saved him in the beginning from Shaul. And let's see what Yonasan has to tell David. Ve'yemer Elov, Yonasan turns to David and he tells him, Al Tiro, don't be afraid, don't be concerned, Ki lo yitimtzach yad Shaul avi v'atotim lecha l'Yisrael. Shaul, my father, will not end up finding you. You will be the king over the Jewish people. V'anechi el l'chol ha-mishne v'gam Shaul avi yideaken. I, Yonasan says, will be the viceroy. You will be the king, I will be the viceroy. And Shaul himself knows that this is the truth. So you have nothing to worry about. Now, how could he be so sure? Because at that point it became public that David was appointed to be king by Shmuel, by the Navi. And since there was the word of Hashem, the word of the Navi, who promised David that he would become the king, Yonasan is telling him, don't worry, you have nothing to worry about. Shaul will not end up finding you. You will become the king. And even Shaul himself knows that. The only reason why he's pursuing you is, as we mentioned many times, is because of this negative spirit that was possessing him, the Ruach Ra, which was possessing Shaul and pushing him to do these senseless actions. Pasuk Yudches, number 18. Ve'ichus shneim bris lifnei Hashem, ve'yeshav David b'chor shav ve'yenasan holach lebeisai. They now are doing a new covenant. They made a covenant before, but the first time it was done in private. This is the first time that Yehoshua's son is publicly going ahead and supporting David. He's showing him his support, showing him that they have their covenant, and David and Yonasan are on the same team. Pasigutes, Vayalu Zifim El Shol, Agiva Salemar. The people of Zif, the people who lived in the desert of Zif, come to Shol, Agiva Sal.
Are they Jews?
Yeah, they're Jews. But they happen to be on the side of Shol. Until now, we mentioned in the beginning, until now, David was sitting among the tribe of Yehuda. The tribe of Yehuda was loyal to him because he himself came from Shevet Yehuda. But because of the episode that happened in the beginning, because he wanted to save the city of Keilah, he was forced to leave the tribe of Yehuda. And now he's exposed because these other people, even though they're Jews, they're not loyal to him because they're not from his tribe. So the Zifim are now giving over his location to Shaul HaMelech. Ve'alu Zifim al Shaul HaGivas HaLeimar. They go over to Shaul's house, Givas Shaul, which is actually a name of a neighborhood in Jerusalem. Halei David mistater imanu b'matzalais b'charsha b'givas hachila shem yomin ha'yishimoin. They're going ahead and they're giving the exact coordinates of where David is hiding. They're telling him, listen, he's hiding in Bacharsha, in the field, Begivas HaChachila, in a place called Givas HaChachila, Asher Miyamin HaYishimon. It's right on the right side of the Yishimon. They want to give Shaul the exact location because they want to make sure that Shaul does not go around in circles. He will able to go ahead and capture David immediately.
But if you, like you said, you already knew that David was supposed to be king, so what are these people... Why are they doing this?
Right. Well, they knew that it was public that the Navi appointed David to be king. However, it wasn't so clear that David will be king right now.
Wait a minute. He goes and tells Shaul where he is. Now what's going to happen? Saul finds him, he's going to kill him. So you know he's not going to be king. But if he already said that he's going to be king, how can they go and tell him where to find him, and he's going to kill him? Then he won't be king.
They didn't know they would kill him. They thought they would just capture him.
He's not going to kill him. He's been running after him the whole time to kill him, you say. I mean, every time...
It wasn't clear. Again, we mentioned in the beginning also that when Shaul gathered the people of the Jewish people to go ahead and capture him when he was in the city of Keilah, he did not tell them the purpose of him gathering them. They thought they were going to fight the Plishtim.
Oh.
In the beginning. Shaul did not tell them that he was...
Oh, they wanted the general back.
Yeah.
Oh, all yeah. right. Okay.
V'az al-chol ha-basnav shecha ha-melech l'redes reid v'lonu esgiru b'yad ha-melech. They are now telling him, you could go down to this place and be sure that he will be there and you will be able to capture him. Shaul is very happy to hear this news. And he says, oh, you guys are on my team, you're on my side. You should be blessed because you had mercy on me. However, he's asking them for an additional favor. I want you to prepare... Further, udu v'ru is mekoyim ha'sharti aragli mir o'usham, kiomar elai oram yarim hu. Shaul is now turning to the people of Zif and telling them, you have to understand something. David is trained in trickery and deceit. He is a very deceitful man, and I'm concerned that even though you guys know exactly where his location is, once I go down there, he's not going to be there. So you have to take three steps. Number one, you have to go ahead and assure the fact that he's actually in the location that you gave me, because he might set up a disguise. He might put up tents, you know, that, like they used to do this in World War II, in order to fool the enemy.
Deceived.
What?
Deceive the enemy.
Yeah, and in order to deceive the enemy, they would set up these blow up tanks that were. Really, nothing really, but they looked like tanks and wooden jeeps and airplanes that were able to deceive the enemy by thinking that there was actually a camp over there, but in reality, there was nothing there. there were just a few men that that manned this fake camp, and Shaul HaMelech is concerned that David is doing the same thing. See, this tactic was not invented in World War I and World War II. It was actually invented by David. And Shaul was concerned that's what David was doing, and he had this whole camp, his whole fake camp, that where he was trying to fool Shaul, where that he really was there when he's in reality somewhere in a different location. So I want you to go ahead and make sure that the camp that he's hiding in is a real camp, it's not a fake camp. And even if you find out that he's there, that is actually his real camp, you have to make sure and find out who were the informers who gave you this information. Because, again, you have to make sure that David is not sending spies, his own men, to tell you that this is where the camp really is. And you might think that it's really that's really the real location, but, it's the spies of David fooling you and telling you that it's a real location when it's actually not. And a third step you have to take care of is, even once you establish that this is a real camp, and the people which told you, gave you the location of the camp, are your own people, and not spies of David, again, you have to make sure that David is actually hiding in the camp. He might set up his camp over there to look very impressive,
camouflage,
but David himself might be in a different location. He might hide in a different... different location with a few close men, and even though his camp is there, he's really hiding somewhere else. So Shaul HaMelech is taking all the steps to assure the fact that David will actually be there when he comes to capture him. Now, after you take care of all these steps, come back to me, tell me, give me the message, and then I will go with you. And don't think I'm doing that. I'm having you do my dirty work because I'm lazy. Because I am prepared to go ahead and look for him all over Israel. But I want you to make sure that he's actually there. And obviously, I can't be the one who's doing it, because if I'm there, then he will run away immediately. So I want you to be the one to do it, who does it, because that's the only way for me to find out without him running away. But don't think it's because I'm lazy, because I'm prepared to run after him and chase for him all over the land of Israel. The people of Zif go back to Shaul. So they actually assure the fact that David is really there. And they go back and tell Shaul exactly the location of David. Shaul now goes ahead, he takes his army, and goes to run after David. David is notified that Shaul is now pursuing him. So until now, they were in an open place, they were in an open space. And now he goes ahead and he goes to a side of a mountain. Shaul is now pursuing David, because David is on the run. They're hiding behind this mountain. And Shaul gets to the other side of this mountain. So you have basically one mountain in between the men of David and the men of Shaul. There's this one mountain that's separating them. And Shaul can easily go ahead and surround the camp of David and capture David. Right, each one of the camps are on a different side of the mountain. So David is again running away, and Shaul is now beginning to circle the camp of David. His men are now about to circle the camp and finally capture David. David has no way out. He is stuck. But remember, Hashem is on the side of David. Umalach Baal Shaul Lamar. The Malbim says that this is actually a real Malach, not a messenger as it's used in the Lashon of the Tanakh. A real Malach came and tells Shaul, Mara Valecha Kiposhu Plishnim Alaretz. it's time for you to go ahead and leave this pursuit after David, because the Plishtim are now attacking the Jewish people, and they don't have anyone to protect them. You are the king. You have to make sure that the Jewish people are protected. You have to go ahead and leave David and go to the Plishtim. Vayoshev Shaul merdavech achari David, vayelech likras Plishtim. Now, again, Shaul does not really know what to do at first. He's torn between his strong urge to finally capture David. This is the first opportunity that he has to finally capture him. He's been pursuing him for a long time. And he finally has the perfect golden opportunity. But on the other hand, he knows that he is the king and he's got the army with him. He has to protect the Jewish people. But he goes ahead and he leaves David and he goes to fight the Plishtim. Alken kor lamakom ahu sela hamachlekes. That's why this mountain where we had David and his camp on one side and Shaul and his camp on the other side was called Sela Hamachlekes, the rock of dispute. Now there are a few pshatim to this name. Number one is because what's a machlekes? Why is it called machlekes, which means dispute or dividing? Because this mountain was dividing the camp of David and the camp of Shaul. That's the simple pshat. Another pshat is that it's actually referring to the heart of Shaul. Shaul's heart was separated and divided. One half of him actually wanted to capture David. The other side of his heart was telling him, listen, you're the king, you're responsible for the well-being of the Jewish people, you have to go ahead and fight off the Plishtim. Another pshat is that it wasn't the heart of Shaul HaMelech, it was actually his generals. His generals had a big argument, what should they do? Should they go ahead and capture David, or should they go ahead and fight the Plishtim? Another pshat is that any time David and his men would come back to this mountain later on, they would get off their horses and bow down and say, Baruch she'asa lanu nes b'mekom hazeh. Thank you, Hashem, for making this miracle in this place. Okay, we'll stop here.
All right.